brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
A decade ago, back in 1999, I began interviewing a consortium of gold mines, mainly smaller ones, that knew that it was costing more money for them to mine gold than for what it was selling on the market, and they watched the IMF, the World Bank, the international arms of the Federal Reserve, artificially suppressing, and they sued in court. It's now come out that, indeed, they have been fixing prices. Ted Anderson, explain to people the mining process and why everything is now changing. Because it's not just that the dollar is being devalued and people are fleeing to safe havens. It's also just that they are running out of recoverable, discovered fields of gold.
They are. The big, rich veins of gold have been consumed mostly in the 1800s, but they did mine an awful lot of gold up into the 1900s, but the tailings that they would put aside because of the processes at that point, they would only recover about 60 to 70% of the gold from the ore at that time. They came out with that heap leaching method in the early 1900s, and that was by pulverizing the ore, putting it onto a rubberized pad, and then sprinkling cyanide on top of it, which would then leach the rest of the gold out of that ore, at least the recoverable mineral, and then they could turn that back into gold bars. Well, they used to be able, when Barrick first started, they were able to get 12 grams of gold per ton of ore. So you got to figure this, a ton of ore sitting in a truckload, and they're driving it down to this leaching pan and dumping it onto this, you know, this pool and sprinkling it with cyanide. Well, now they only get 3 grams of gold per ton of ore. So you can kind of see where the process is going, because it costs a lot of money to pulverize and dig this dirt from the ground and then move it to this ore field so they can have the cyanide sprinkled on it. If you don't get enough gold out of the ore, then you're going to have to stop that operation. Or at least the price of gold has to rise enough so the little bit that you get is enough to pay for your profit margin that you need to cover. And so the truth of the matter is that the gold mines don't have as much gold in their ore as they used to. They've found the rich veins, they've consumed those rich veins, and now they're gone. So unless if there's some miracle of some type that happens in the future where we're able to discover a whole new ore field somewhere, I don't think that it's out there. And that means a shortage of gold at the same time where you have a depreciation in the value of the dollar, and it's losing the economic global mighty power of the U.S. dollar. You know, it's no longer going to be the reserve currency. Obviously, there's a demand for people to move into gold. And it's not only just coming from people in the United States. It's coming out of India, China, the Middle East. I mean, you can name it. Europe, just about any country out there wants to get out of the dollar and move to gold. And
well, Ted, it's not confusing that gold's, all the evidence shows, only going to go up. But the question is how high. Some analysts mainline say 8,000, 7,000. Most of them say 2,500. What, from 30 years in this business, what do you think?
Well, you know, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me a bit if we had $1,200 to $1,300 gold before the calendar turns to January 1.
Well, you said that last week. That might happen today.
I know. That's how quickly it'll happen. And I'm still staying conservative on this. I would think that we should be able to see $2,000 plus gold before the calendar turn next year. Now, mind you, we have a world crisis somewhere in the midst of that time. That's where your $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 an ounce comes from. All I can say is, what would you prefer to have? This paper currency that's of fiat nature sitting in your portfolio or your pocket that represents the money that you've worked so hard for over these years? Or would you prefer to have something that is actually honest and takes labor to produce, and that's gold? I just, you know, I can't say it enough. People always confuse it. They think they should be sitting in this paper currency and gold is this off, you know, shoot of something. It isn't.
Meanwhile, all the elites are running away from paper right now into gold. 1-800-686-2237 to take advantage of the best deal Ted Anderson and Midas Resources have ever offered. 800-686-2237. You're paying for prices that Ted got in the market when it was 1,000. You will not find this deal anywhere else. There's no way. 800-686-2237 ends at midnight.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I've seen him on CNBC, CNN, you name it. He's Damon Vickers, Chief Investment Officer, Nine Points Management Research. Their fund is up over 63% this year. You don't see that with a lot of funds out there, do you? He has a long, illustrious career. And he has a 25-year track record of articulating investment themes with striking clarity and then holding his ground as the daily barrage of market noise forces others to falter. And I watch mainstream financial shows. Very few of them are accurate because most of them have an establishment spin. This guy has been very, very accurate in the past. That's why we've got him on. And I was flattered to find out when we called him on the show that he is actually a listener sometimes. So, Mr. Vickers, it's great to have you on with us.
Oh, it's great to be with you. Not sometimes. I listen to your show, Alex, every night. And I do appreciate the praise of saying that we're up 63% this year. We're actually having a really good year this year, I believe, and we're long gold and oil. But we were actually up 63% last year in 2008. Maybe that's even better, but we had a really great year in 2008.
So, if I got that wrong, how are you doing this year then?
We're doing okay. I mean, we've got some ups and downs. We're doing really good today. I don't know if anybody's noticed, but oil is up close to $3 a barrel, which is a reflection of the dollar situation, which I know we'll be talking about, and gold. Gold is making new highs, and we're long gold. So we're really happy with what we're seeing this year, and I think we'll continue to do good for the balance of the year. We like our position. conversations very much.
I want to go through a whole host of issues with you today, sir, in the 50 minutes we have, and you're gracious to give us that much time in your busy schedule. But first, tell the listeners who may not know who you are a little bit about yourself. You have a long bio. What's most important? Then let's recap and expand what you talked about last week on CNBC about global government, world government, end of the dollar, gold only going up, and what you see happening in the near term, midterm, and long term. Break it down for us.
Yeah, we'll have a chance to do all that. I mean, I've been running money for about 25 years. My father was a floor trader for Goldman Sachs on the New York Stock Exchange. My grandfather worked for Kidder Peabody and best friends with Bill Donaldson, who ran the SEC and is currently on, I believe, Barack Obama's think tank at this point. My great-grandmother, Catherine Angel, founded the Culinary Institute of America, also known as the CIA, ironically enough. And her husband was president of Yale University for a number of decades. And I saw a lot of people when I was a kid. I saw a lot of people come in and out of the house. The Rockefellers, who else? Kissinger. Just everybody. My great grandmother was a kind of a center of influence for a large part of, I would say, the New England moneyed establishment, and a great woman, and contributed a lot towards the country, and in helping to, I would say, build bridges between people.
Well, that's amazing. I'm flattered to have you as a listener.
Perspective, given your show. But I would see Christmas cards and the like from the Rockefellers, and our families had houses next to each other in Seal Harbor, Maine, and up on Mount Desert Island. And the story goes that John D's son proposed to my great grandmother, but she turned him down and married the famous psychiatrist who went on to become the president of Yale. Loved my great grandmother a whole bunch. Great, great woman. Over the last 25 years, I've been very involved in growth investing predominantly, and we were early investors in Starbucks Coffee and Amazon.com. I've called two market tops in the last decade, notably the one in 2000 and the one in 2008. And in the bear markets of 2000 through 2003, our clients made money from those declines, and our clients made money from the declines of last year. We are essentially trend followers, meaning that we're looking to ride the prevailing wave, whatever that might be. If the market
okay, well, I want to get into fire out your websites for us.
We have a couple of websites. I guess DamonVickers.com would be stuff about me, and then our other site for our fund management would be www.npmnancypaulmary.us. We're concerned the fun stuff.
Well, let me ask you this question, because I don't normally want to sit here and talk about myself here, but you're a big analyst. Why are you listening to this show? You're a busy guy. I mean, are you listening to try to see with the grassroots what the trends are, or is it just an interesting show? And why are you coming out on TV, and increasingly others are as well, and talking about reality, the world government, the global currency, the end of the dollar?
Yeah. Well, I mean, one of the things, I mean, I did radio myself for about 5 years, and your approach, guy, I think that's Peter Reeve. I know Peter Reeve. And I like your show. I like you've got a great feel to it, a great energy, great pacing. I can't say I agree with everything you say on the radio show, but you put on a really good radio show. You know, people, I think, like yourself, Alex, they're looking down a tunnel. You know, some people may see, you know, a light approaching, coming down that tunnel. And yet there may be some people that say, no, that isn't light. That's actually a 100-ton locomotive heading your way. You need to do something. Now, the person that says that will usually be called crazy. Oh, you must be, you know, you don't know what you're talking about. You know, no one necessarily listens to you at the moment and when you're making, you know, calls like that. But the evidence cannot be ignored. There is kind of a momentum. There is a trend in terms of global developments, and there is a trend in terms of where things are moving towards. Some of those things, you know, my father talked about. You know, my father worked for the the Institute of World Affairs for a brief time, and he would take people back and forth, like Henry Kissinger, like others, and they talked about, and this was well over 20 years ago, maybe 25 years ago, they would talk about dividing the world basically into three geographic trading zones. Listening to my father at the time, I probably thought he was nuts, but now we see the Asian trading zone. We see this is before the euro, and we see the United States moving closer towards that as well. So,
well, that's the Trilateral Commission model stated by them, and then I would read their own documents on air, and people would say that's never going to happen. And reading over their strategic plan, and now it's come out with Goldman Sachs betting against the housing market secretly while they were telling the public to invest in it. Clearly, this is command destruction. A lot of these groups at the apex of the pyramid, they're getting a lot of power, a lot of control out of these crises, which they understand in advance.
Right. Well, there are problems beyond that. I agree with you. Why have I gone on the air and said that? You know, when I go on the air, I really don't try to prep everything that I'm going to say. I think the more you prep your comments, the more dead the interview becomes. And I've looked forward to our interview together, and I thought, well, how much prepping am I going to do? You can do a little prep, but the more I prep, the more candid it sounds. So when I made those comments, and you may want to replay them, but I basically said that I thought that the world was moving, in all likelihood, towards some type of a currency crisis. And I do believe that it feels like we're moving towards that. In into that currency crisis, you're going to have people that are going to be pretty panicked. There's going to be kind of a panic, not just a global, not just a United States panic, because if the dollar really comes under pressure, and I don't mean just going down in dribs and drabs. I mean you come in on a Monday morning and the dollar is down 10-15% overnight. It's not just going to be the dollar that's affected. It will likely be other currencies that are also affected simultaneously in a kind of a domino effect. And that could be kind of destabilizing on a global basis. It will cause kind of a panic. How would, what would the world or what would global powers do in response to that? Well, if you had a total lack of confidence in all that, the first thing that they would do is they would raise interest rates. So you'd see this ratcheting up immediately of interest rates to try to defend their currencies. That, in all likelihood, won't work. And then what you have is the dollar still goes down. It doesn't matter how high they raise their interest rates. People just don't want them. And they just don't want dollars. They also just don't want pounds. They just don't want all of those because there's utterly nothing backing any of the global currencies. They're literally wampum, just piece of papers. Not even paper currencies are made out of linen, but there's just nothing behind them.
But so if there's a currency based on taxing energy like the cap and trade or carbon tax, is that going to be one of the new units? And then, of course, commodities themselves, oil, gold, pork bellies?
Well, it's a good point. I don't know about pork bellies, but it's a good point about the commodities. I mean, that assumes that they're willing to do that. You need some type of a method of exchange that everybody can agree to, so that global trade can be facilitated. If there's no agreement that global currencies are, that you run into a panic, then they have to supplant those currencies with something. And it's into that breach and into that moment of despair from a global population whereby you would likely get a meeting of, I would guess, maybe the G20 at this point or something like that, and the proposal would be put out there that we've come together in this crisis, and out of this crisis, we've decided to form a new, an alignment, basically. And they would align themselves. And they would align themselves behind a new, I would imagine, a new currency. And if we're all trading the same currency, then you're moving more towards the idea of a new order, a new world order of things. And I didn't say that to just scare everybody. And I know there's all the stuff out there, but likely it's some type of a new order, I would guess.
Well, that's what the elite themselves are calling it. Stay there. Damon Vickers is our guest. DamonVickers.com. Fund manager, Nine Points Capital Partners, chief investment officer. He's our guest for the rest of the hour. This is going to be some important information. Stay with us.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer for Midas Resources. November 16, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $11.2960. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $11.6035, $580.18 for a half ounce, or $290.09 for a quarter ounce. That's $11.6035, $580.18, and $290.09.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today. Wow.
I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
You look like an angel. Walk like an angel. Talk like an angel, but I got wise. You're the devil in disguise.
DamonBickers.com. He's our guest, Chief Investment Officer with 9 Points Management and Research. This is a short segment, but in the long segment, we're going to be taking some phone calls, your questions or comments for Damon Vickers. The toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. Specifically questions for our guest, on any investment issue, you can get his take on it. Okay, let's finish up with the New World Order, where you see the markets going, where you see gold going, how you see this crisis shaking out. I mean, I know you don't have a complete crystal ball. Nobody does, but your best dead reckoning on where we're going. But when you talk about New World Order, talk about global government, studying that, how do you see it forming? What do you see it making up? What do you see its policies being?
Well, that's a big one to cover. There's a trend, which is what we do. I mean, I'm a trend follower. So the trend for the markets last year were down. We want to make money from that. We really don't care which direction the market goes. The market wants to go higher, great. We want to be there. The market wants to go lower, great. We want to be there. Gold, I got really excited about gold when it broke through $1,000 an ounce. We had gotten long oil at the same time. Both assets are going up. We're making money in both of them, and we're doing really well with it today because as we speak, gold is hitting a new high and oil's up about $3 a barrel. When I saw that happening, and this was the same thing that was happening last year, when I saw the break last year in the financials, and there was a week last year where the banking index broke support. I sent out a release to all the media, and the title of that release was called On the Eve of Destruction. The week that followed that, we had the worst week in market history. We went down like 20-some-odd percent for the week. It was horrific for most, great for us, and we made money that week. When I saw gold break through $1,000, that kind of felt like a tell to me that this would also involve the currency. So, which is the dollar, which we've also seen. So gold breaking through 1,000 really says that the dollar is likely to come under increasing pressure. The dollar coming increasing pressure means an accelerated loss of value and an accelerated rise in the price of gold. So we are basically short the dollar, I guess, by being long gold. We're basically short the dollar by being long oil. What investors can do is they can buy some gold that's in a bull market. And in any bull market, you want to buy it on weakness. If your time horizon is long enough, it probably doesn't matter where you buy it. But it's one of the things that you can do to kind of protect yourself because the loss of purchasing power for Americans may be really profound. What do we know about the dollar? We know that the dollar already, Alex, as I'm sure you know, the dollar has lost about 97% of its value since 1971, since Nixon cut the cord to the dollar, lost 97%. And so, the government has done all these things to try to shore up the economy, right? And, we had the equity bubble in 2000, and then the burst. And then they go together, well, what can we do to keep this all going? And what do? They printed money. They deregulated the financial system. We had a separation between banks and brokerage firms, right? Because we learned lessons from the crash of 1929. But we dissolved that, and banks and brokerage firms got together. Banks could then make risky bets with your deposits, which is exactly what they did. And this was all to juice up the economy in 2002, 2003. So we juiced up the economy, and we created a second bubble, which was the real estate bubble. And you can blame the Wall Street, you can blame the investment bankers, the mortgage industry, Anthony Mazzillo. We were short Countrywide last year. But you could also blame the participants, the general public. They got a little too euphoric. They got a little too excited about real estate and flipping houses and, all that kind of stuff.
They took the bait.
They sure did. They swallowed it, and it was very toxic. And now here we go again. Last year, we have a meltdown where we're like, you can no longer, there are no more suckers left to buy those crazily priced, insanely priced houses. There's just nobody left. They've tapped into every fool on the street that give them a no-money-down type mortgage, and then we run into a crisis. There's no more sources of funding left. Last year was a crisis of funding. You could no longer find anybody to finance the economy because that's what we were doing. We were selling these swaps on a global basis. We almost bankrupted Iceland or virtually did bankrupt the country. And, we look at Madoff and say he was a horrific guy. And the guy was no saint. He did some very evil things. But here the United States and here we as Americans, we have floated out this toxic garbage to the entire planet to finance our illusion of a lifestyle.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that on the other side. Quick break. We'll come back, finish up there, get into your forecast for the future, and take phone calls with our guest, Damon Vickers.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4-GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at HealForGood.com. That's HealForGood.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
Is it finishing off this agenda that we're pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home?
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
We're going to be taking calls coming up here in about 5-6 minutes for our guest. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. Damon Vickers from Nine Points Management and Research, DamonVickers.com, is our guest, and I'm going to really enjoy having him on from time to time here on the radio show. Very, very excited to have him here with us. I want to tell you about a few sponsors before we go back to him. One of them is Ecola Blue, the atmospheric water generator. It looks like a water cooler, a high-tech water cooler with no water bottle on the top. It grabs water out of the air, just like evil carbon dioxide that Al Gore wants to tax. Well, water must be evil, too, because it's in our atmosphere. And it grabs it out of the air, puts it through 7 filters, reverse osmosis, you name it, and stores it in an illuminated stainless steel tank in the bottom, 7.5 gallons a day. That's their small unit. They have bigger units. They've got them on hand right now. The Ecola Blue 28 is their most economical model. Ecola Blue, ECOLOBLUE.com or 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043. The best, cleanest drinking water you can get anywhere. And lastly, a plug for the online video bookstore. It is the holiday season right now. Don't want to be politically incorrect and say Christmas, but it is Christmas. I'm sorry, I apologize to celebrate Christmas for everybody. I may be arrested in this New World Order. But fall of the Republic, give the gift of truth this holiday season. Here is the new cover. We had one with Obama on the front, but I like this one better. It's got the Statue of Liberty plunging downward with Obama down here on the bottom. Fall of the Republic, 2-hour, 24-minute film with a bunch of extras, who the bankers are, what their New World Order is, what they're setting up, the police state control grid, the mind control of the television. This is really my best work. Fall of the Republic, give the gift of truth. This is a film that shatters the left-right paradigm. This is my best work. You can get it free. You can get Fall of the Republic and then get an interview with Aaron Russo, Reflections and Warnings, on DVD. This documentary film, 90 minutes long, absolutely free in one of the combo deals. There's a bunch of other specials at Infowars.com, or ask about the specials when you call 888-253-3139. Again, ladies and gentlemen, that's 888-253-3139, or watch it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. And we have a deal through the new year, a Christmas special, 5 months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv, where all my films are posted and we simulcast the radio show in living color. I want to thank all the members of PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, going back to Damon Vickers. Damon, we were getting in to the New World Order, what's being set up, what you see happening in the future. Tell me, how high do you think gold may go? What's the time frame there? And then you were posing the question to me during the break, well, we're going to have a New World Order. I mean, you're saying the dollar is pretty much going to collapse, a new system, but who's going to run that New World Order? So, David Vickers, break it down.
Yeah, one of the things that you say, Alex, that I love, among other things, you talk about there are those that are kind of conservative clones, and you know there are a couple of them on the radio, and then there are a number of people that are the other way, and that neither the Democrats nor the Republicans are worth anything. That it's a total fantasy, one way or the other, that we participate in every 4 and 8 years. It's not working. The other thing is that there is not, historically, all paper currencies have historically lost all their value. And that as the problem is that as a population and the governments unfold, basically what they do is we vote in people that just give out all this largesse to the general population. You know, the population wants to continue to pile on all these pennies and benefits and special projects. And it's not just the United States. It's all over the planet. And the way that we do that is it's very easy, since the currency, right, is not based on anything, to just print money. So the currencies get debased. The currencies basically get wiped out. There's a kind of a long-term historical cycles that we seem to go in, which is you get this debasement of the currency and a kind of a laissez-faire environment, which I think the speculation of the last 10 years with the internet and the crazy, you know, real estate bubbles and the, you know, putting Donald Trump back on TV, which was, if there was ever a sign of the New World Order and the sign of the apocalypse, maybe it was Donald coming back to life. And then you get the arrival, you get a disintegration of the government, a disintegration of order, right, of kind of chaos, and then desperation of the general population, and then the arrival of a focal point, or a kind of a more of a fascist national kind of a dictatorship, really. You know, you saw it with the arrival of Adolf Hitler, Mussolini, this type of thing. I know it's hard to imagine that we could see anything like that in the United States, but it's a possibility. And so what we need to do is decide whether or not if this is going to be a controlled landing, right, or it's going to be a total, utter crash.
Well, let me throw this in, because Damon Vickers, the whole issue here is, speaking of David Rockefeller and others have stated what their plan is. They have implemented this implosion. Maurice Strong talks about implementing this implosion on its ashes to build the new international architecture. They're telling the public none of this change exists, while the UN Secretary General writes editorials calling for global government and global carbon taxes, so that we're not part of the debate. They're just denying it's even happening, while in serious intellectual debate, it's all being erected and set up right now. And so my problem is, one of their higher level sales pitches they use is to say, oh, the question is, what type of world government, what type of new world order do you want? Well, how about we have a new world order where we don't have a world government? How about we have a new world order where the central bankers engineering these Ponzi schemes go to jail? How about we have a new world order where we have a global declaration of independence and national sovereignty instead of being maneuvered into, well, okay, then, do you want to have a say in what type of new world order are we going to have? The elite setting up this system won't even allow a real debate. They ridicule anyone that, you know, Limbaugh, Hannity, they still won't even admit this is happening after decades of saying it doesn't exist. I mean, you understand where I'm going with this. We don't have a say in how this government changes. And I understand it's sold as an evolution and a new world order, but the new world order has been engineered. Go ahead.
Okay. We can debate things ad infinitum, and yet nothing will get accomplished, and nothing will get done. We're all afraid of change. We're all afraid of things arriving that we don't know anything about. But I think we'd have to all agree and admit to ourselves that the present order of things, the order of wiping out fish stocks, the order of wiping out the resources, and everybody believes that they have the sovereign right to rape and pillage their forests and their the world's nature. Which
I know, but the globalists always say
healthy environment, we're all going to die.
I know, but the globalists always say they're doing this to stop it when they are the progenitors of most of it.
Well, I think there's a desire for those. There is a desire for certain people to try to bring order to a world that is entirely disorderly and headed towards what could be unfathomably about suffering. We've got a billion people on the planet right now, Alex, that are starving right now. A billion of them. That's a very large percentage of the population. We can look in the United States, how many people are, what do they say, one out of five kids' families are on food stamps right now.
Damon.
Clearly, the order that we have right now is not working. We need something new.
I understand that there are a lot of problems and crises, but when I read the Royal Commission on Population, secretly put out by the British government, now declassified, 50 years ago, they said, we're going to create globalization to control the third world. We're going to keep them from industrializing, even though that would clean up the environment and lower their numbers, because we're going to let the people bomb be used as a weapon against them. Just like the UN claims.
We never should have gone into the third world in the first place. And every time that we go in there, we create more havoc. Even the compassionate things that we do in terms of providing aid and care to them only further exacerbates the problem, and it just gets worse and worse.
Well, Damon, let me just say this. I totally understand where you're coming from when you say the existing order is a bunch of criminal pirates raping and pillaging and looting. The problem is,
This is where we agree. This is where we agree, Alex.
But it's a two-face. You've got two faces, one here and one on the back. The globalists are the pirates. They then rotate their face around as the saviors, and everything they're proposing just gives them more power and has this frosting, this sugar coating of helping the poor and helping the environment. When, I mean, if they wanted to help the environment, they'd be restricting genetic engineering.
Well, you talked about David Rockefeller, and I know it's convenient to demonize the Rockefellers, okay? But we wouldn't have much of the national park system in the United States if it weren't for Lawrence Rockefeller. There'd be no Teton National Park. There'd be no U.S. Virgin Islands National Park. There'd be no Acadia National Park. There'd be no, I mean, the list goes on and on. These are people that long ago made a tremendous amount of wealth, and then they began to turn their wealth to greater causes in trying to serve humanity. I think all of us would agree that none of us like seeing suffering. And to the extent that we can move the planet towards alleviating human suffering and more balance, I think we're heading in the right direction.
Hey, Damon, I appreciate you coming on, and I want to have you back up again because this is intriguing. But this is the slick New World Order sales job, because I recognize what you're doing. I've heard this from other high-powered
people. I'm not making a sale. No,
hold on, but I've been given this speech before. Hold on. I've been given this speech before. What I'm telling you is the fruits of the people captaining our planet right now are, look, the Rockefellers set up eugenics. The Rockefellers set up CPSing people's children and the family courts. They set up the Human Genome Project in Cold Springs Harbor. I understand they also set up some of the national parks because they wanted places where there were no people.
That's good. That's good. Well, you know, what do we do? We our nation, the United States, enjoys a very high standard of living. Many of us sit around on lazy boy chairs. We fill our faces with macaroni and cheese, and we, in the evening we watch the Newlywed Game and ridiculous programming. We medicate ourselves, right? And we do this with debt that we foist onto our own Ponzi scheme.
Yes, we're an obese, decadent society that won't even engage in birth control, so we just abort our babies. We're a throwaway society, and so now we're being thrown away by the global system.
How fair is that we in the United States live that way, and then you've got people in India, in Bangladesh, in Vietnam, that are living in making 67 cents an hour, with members of their family starving to death, while we live this way. Is that compassionate?
Well, I'll tell you this: a lot of them are doing. Hold on, a lot of them are doing better now than they were just 20 years ago.
I'll grant you that.
Because of the limited, but that's the globalist sales pitch: is guilt to what's left of the middle class here. When really,
forget about the guilt.
But then our money, what's left of us, gets transferred to the bankers. It doesn't get to some African.
No desire to do that. We've got a rising unemployment rate, and the reason why we have a rising unemployment rate is we simply cannot match the unit cost, the labor cost, the unit cost of production that can be achieved in Vietnam and Bangladesh.
But how does lowering our standard of living, when it's all fiat to begin with, how does that help Africa and Asia and Latin America? That's actually going to hurt them because they're not even going to have their customer anymore. This is how globalization and the giant sucking sound, the race to the bottom, destroys all sides in the end except for the finance oligarchs.
Well, if we don't try to create some type of a balance globally, Alex, we will be racing.
All right, let me ask you this then, because you are an honest guy who'll talk about the truth on national television. What do we do then if Damon Vickers was steering things? What would you do?
Well, I think we have to create a global environment whereby we have balance, and that's essentially the problem. I think on a planetary basis, we're living out of balance. Our own country is out of balance. We cannot go and take a million tons of herring out of the ocean and know that it doesn't affect the whales and the
oceans are really running out of fish right now. But the issue here is, again, I want to go back to this.
The issue is realizing that heaven is a place that is something that the closest, our fondest imaginings of what heaven is here on our planet. We need to take care of the planet that we live in and not be raping it and think it's ours to exploit. We have to sustain our home, and we're not treating it respectfully.
Well, I'll tell you this: putting a tax on carbon isn't going to do that
respectfully either on the planet.
But Damon, putting a tax on carbon dioxide is a giant distraction from real environmental policies that we could agree to carry out and make profitable.
The government that we have in place right now is a total disaster. This whole move towards health care is just insane. It's just our government has become a giant tumor, a malignant tumor that is sucking the life out of this country. It's horrific.
Yeah.
But Damon, that's my point, the same
globalists that brought us into imbalance certainly nudged us in that way, using our own weaknesses to get us dependent on them. They got us dependent in this largesse, decadent, laissez-faire welfare system so that we could be controlled. I have their own documents. They brag that they engineered this, and then now they're offering the solution that sounds somewhat similar to what you're saying. I'm saying the problem is it's a setup.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd say that the participants also set themselves up. I mean, you're talking about it. You've got an addict, and you've got a drug dealer, there's no doubt that there's a dealer establishment, but the addict addict is also partly to blame for their own behavior.
I agree to you. I mean, I agree to a certain extent, but that's like saying a 10-year-old who gets kidnapped, it's partly their fault. And it is true. They went in the front yard. They went down the street. They talked to strangers. They wanted to see the puppy dog.
That's a terrible analogy. You know, we got real challenges ahead of us. The dollar is disintegrating. We know that. That's what's currently happening right now. The dollar is losing value. Like pretty much every day that the market is open is a day to sell more dollars. Gold is rising. Oil is rising. And it's not just the dollar that's weak. It's also the currencies in the United Kingdom, and it's also the other westernized nations. Because none of these countries are really viable going concerns. We don't export anything. And we can't produce things.
Globalism did this to us. Tax incentives to move overseas. I know, but we were set up. We were pushed into this. Big government did this.
Well, I think it's just it's kind of a cycle of how societies run.
I agree with you. How high is gold going to go?
Good question. It could absolutely go through the roof. I mean, it could go $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 an ounce. It's hard to say. The trend is up.
And what is it trending towards over 2,000, the next 12 months?
Hard to say.
This is an incredible interview. Damon Vickers. I'm going to try to twist his arm maybe 10, 15 in the next hour so we can take these calls. This guy, he's giving me a run for my money. He may be Beelzebub.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I repeat, do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 16 books and a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations this flu season. Rely instead on OxySilver. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Folks, I got one more silver dollar, and they're not gonna catch me. No, I'm not gonna let them catch me. I'm not gonna let them catch the Midnight Rider. I tell you, this is an impressive interview, and I look forward to future debates with him. We really appreciate Damon Vickers, DamonVickers.com, coming on with us. He is the Chief Investment Officer with Nine Points Management and Research. And he's one of the nicer formerly East Coast Blue Bloods here, hooked up with the Rockefellers and others. And he is talking about the world government coming in, and he is talking about the end of the dollar. And we're going to, when we start the next hour, take your calls for all of you that are holding, Shanky, Andrew, Karen, Anita, and others. But just briefly, we were talking during the break. You're saying, look, I grew up in a Buddhist monastery or lived in one. I'm not Beelzebub. That was a joke. I apologize. I just meant you speak with a silver tongue, and I understand it's a very convincing argument. But are you saying world government
really
is a foregone?
My dad left Goldman Sachs. Gave up all of that, gave up the Brooks Brothers, gave up all that stuff, and I would sit and meditate with my father at 5:30 in the morning. I lived in a monastery called Odeon. I'm one of only three kids that ever lived there. It's on 1,100 acres, and it's a Tibetan Buddhist monastery, but for real. And what they're all about is trying to alleviate human suffering. So all of us would agree that suffering is something that we want to avoid and that we don't like seeing others.
Yeah, but you're saying the system's bad we've got now.
Do we like seeing our planet suffer? And that we are living out of balance. And that we need to get not only the United States back into balance, but the world back into balance.
As Prince Philip says, we need to cull. Prince Philip says we need to cull 80%. You're not for culling people, are you?
No, I'm not for culling people, but on the other hand, you've got if you're a West Indian down in the Caribbean, you think it's your right to have 28 kids, and they do. I've met them, and it's not sustainable. Many of those islands in the Caribbean were paradise, and now they're not paradise at all.
Well, let me ask you this then. Let me ask you this.
Beach into the water because
here's the deal.
They can't feed themselves, and they're running out of space. It's horrific.
Here's what I have to say to you, though. That's why I made Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement my film about eugenics, because I agree with you that we should have a debate about this, and people should know. All these people eating McDonald's hamburgers, living in trailers, partying, watching porn, and having abortions, they don't realize that the elite have decided to kill their butts. So, I mean, I'm just glad that you're just being honest about all this. I'm not saying you're calling for killing people. You know, you're kind of the soft touch in all this. But I'm telling you, this is real, and the public better grow up and get off their fat butts.
Our planet cannot support every one of us going out there and having 24 and 28 kids. It's just there's not enough. It's not sustainable.
Well, here's another problem. Only educated people are dying out. The West has 1.3 replacement for every two adults. And so the West is saying they want to target the West for no one to have kids. So the West has to die, and then everybody else can have 500 kids?
No, nobody needs to be targeted, but we need to recognize and come into a common understanding and belief about what our relationship is to one another and what our relationship is to the planet that we live on, and try to live responsibly. And having 16 and 28 kids is not responsible. I think all of us could agree to that. Wouldn't you agree to that, Alex?
But the minute you don't let somebody have 10 kids, then you can't have two.
Okay, and there are nations that believe it's their right to deforest but their rainforest, but these are the lungs of the planet. Should they be allowed to do that? Because it's their sovereign right?
Well, the nations, that's the oil companies. And Al Gore owns Occidental Petroleum. He isn't calling for stopping that. He wants to tax what plants breathe. That's what I mean, is that we're just evil. And no matter what we do, it's going to hell in the handbasket. And all these globalists have these great reasons we should sell out to them, but that brings more destruction. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.